time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Nice to have you back for a piano puzzler where you take a familiar tune and then rewrite it in the style of a classical composer. And we get a listener on the phone to try to guess both the tune that you've buried and the composer whose style you're emulating to do the burying, as it were. And actually, before we start, we have a couple of musical excerpts here. One of them, a direct clue for the piano puzzler. The other one, not so much. So let's hear musical excerpt number one. Distinctive sound of Béla Bartók. That's from a collection called Mikrokosmos by Béla Bartók. That may or may not be a clue for our piano puzzler that we're about to hear. Here's excerpt number two. Music by another composer with a very distinctive sound at the piano, Claude Debussy. That's from his prelude called Footsteps in the Snow. And waiting in the wings all this time has been our caller, Henry Lebedinsky from Davidson, North Carolina. Henry, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
And did you hear those two excerpts that we played?
I did.
So you have the sound of Bartók in your mind, the sound of Debussy in your mind. One of those will be a clue for your piano puzzler. Are you ready to hear it and take a guess?
Sure.
Okay, here's your piano puzzler. Well, that was lovely.
Thanks.
Henry, any thoughts about the piano puzzler Bruce just played for you?
Well, I heard a lot of whole tone scale. I heard a lot of impressionism.
Ah.
That would be a little faux Debussy.
Oui, absolument. Faux Debussy.
But unfortunately, I have no idea what was hidden in there.
Well,
now that we know it's Claude Debussy, maybe we can focus on that, and you're absolutely right. Those whole tone scales, that ethereal sound world of Claude Debussy, maybe now we can focus on the tune that's buried in there.
Is there anything in there that sounds familiar to you?
I thought I had a little glimpse of feelings in there somewhere, but...
You know, it's a very similar kind of tune with a similar kind of name.
Right.
It's a lot older than that. If I take those thirds out, we get this. If you put back those thirds and augmented triads.
Right, gives the French sound.
Yeah. Right.
Unfortunately, the original is just not going anywhere with me.
Oh, well, maybe you don't know it, which is totally fine.
In all my years of harpsichord study, I don't think I've ever come across it.
That's probably true. Fred, do you know it?
I think I recognize this as Misty. Look at me.
That's right. Or any of those.
I'm as something, something, yes, something up
as,
a tree.
I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, which is how it probably feels to play the piano puzzler.
Well, the piano puzzler is really about learning the sound of particular composers. And Henry, even though you're a harpsichordist, and I don't think Claude Debussy ever wrote for the harpsichord, you got Claude Debussy right away. So well done.
Thank you.
Henry Lebedinsky from Davidson, North Carolina. What's your public radio station?
WDAV and Davidson.
Henry, thank you very much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
You're very welcome.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.